Hey there, beautiful souls. How are you feeling today? I hope this message finds you grounded, centered, and ready to explore something truly powerful. Our relationship with technology. Technology has become woven into the very fabric of our lives, hasn't it? It connects us, informs us, entertains us, and yes, sometimes even distracts us. But how often do we stop and really consider the impact this constant digital presence has on our minds, our emotions, our overall well-being? Today, let's dive into cultivating a positive relationship with technology, one that empowers us rather than consumes us. Think about it, have you ever felt that nagging sense of overwhelm when scrolling through endless feeds? Or perhaps a twinge of anxiety after receiving yet another notification? We live in a world that's constantly vying for our attention, demanding our time and energy. It's easy to get swept up in the current, losing sight of our own needs and desires. But here's the beautiful truth. We have the power to choose how technology serves us. We can shift from being passive consumers to active participants in shaping our digital experiences. Imagine a world where technology enhances our lives instead of dominating them, where it's a tool for connection, creativity, and growth, rather than a source of stress and distraction. So, how do we cultivate this positive relationship? It starts with awareness. Pay attention to how you feel when using different devices or apps. Do certain platforms leave you feeling drained, anxious, or even envious? Acknowledge those feelings without judgment. They are simply signals guiding you toward a healthier balance. Next, set intentional boundaries. Decide which apps and activities truly nourish your mind, body, and soul, and which ones drain your energy. Schedule specific times for checking emails or social media, and stick to them. Treat technology like any other tool. Use it wisely and intentionally. Let's explore some practical ways to weave this positive shift into your daily life. Imagine yourself taking a few moments each morning before diving into your phone. Instead of scrolling through notifications, take 3 deep breaths, feeling the air expand and contract in your chest. Use this time to set an intention for the day, perhaps focus on gratitude, creativity, or simply being present. When you feel that urge to reach for your phone out of boredom or habit, pause. Notice those physical sensations. Maybe your thumb itching to scroll, or a slight restlessness in your body. Then, gently redirect your attention. Take a walk outside, listen to a song you love, engage in a meaningful conversation, choose an activity that nourishes your spirit. And remember, technology can also be a powerful tool for connection and mindfulness. Use it to learn something new, explore creative outlets, or connect with loved ones in meaningful ways. There are countless apps and online communities dedicated to fostering well-being, meditation, and personal growth. Explore them. Embrace the possibilities. Close your eyes for a moment and picture yourself walking through a serene forest. Feel the cool breeze rustling the leaves. Smell the earthy scent of the damp soil. Hear the gentle chirping of birds. As you walk, notice the sunlight filtering through the trees, illuminating the path ahead. Each step you take is deliberate, mindful, present. This is your sanctuary, a place where technology fades into the background, allowing you to reconnect with your inner peace. You are capable of creating a positive and fulfilling relationship with technology. It's about making conscious choices, setting boundaries, and using it as a tool to empower yourself. Remember, you are not at the mercy of your devices. You are the master of your own digital destiny. Take this feeling with you throughout your day. Carry it in your heart, your mind, your every action. You are strong, you are capable, and you have the power to shape your experiences. Go forth and create a world where technology serves you, rather than the other way around. And remember, you've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.